guys, welcome to Vaultville. Today's an amazing day. I am here with
Paulina.
And today we're talking about
stress and applying to graduate school during a pandemic.
Yes.
And mental health.
Yes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Okay, cool.
Paulina, you applied to grad school during a pandemic. Girl.
Yes, I did.
How was the experience? How was everything?
Well, you know, I would say for me, it was relatively okay. There were some pros and some cons, and I can go through each one. I would say maybe the pro that is coming to my mind is that I didn't have to take the GRE, which was a huge weight off my shoulders because I have not done math in approximately 4 years. And I was not looking forward to having to take an entire section on mathematics for this exam. So I was very relieved when a lot of the philosophy departments that I was applying to across the country just all decided that they weren't going to require the GRE for this semester. So I didn't have to do that. And I think that it kind of set up a lot of philosophy departments to no longer require the GRE in general. Like a lot of schools across the country have just basically waived it forever. Because it was really like not that relevant for my department or my field anyway. So that's a pro, I think, that the pandemic brought about. But cons, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was made difficult in general in considering applying to schools. Number one, just like being existing in this weird time and space right now, just I think predisposes you to see everything as a little bit more of an obstacle. Like things just are more overwhelming because of the various stressful circumstances that we find ourselves in, right? So it was hard sometimes to just be motivated to write those applications, to put those personal statements together, to like update letter writers on different documents that I was working through, etc. But in general, it was just difficult to not have that sort of motivating force that you get from getting to go to campus and talk to your professors and your peers that are also applying to grad school. I mean, I didn't really talk to a lot of people this semester, simply because it's hard to. You don't run into people that often. You don't see each other as often. Everything is you know, everything's sort of been suspended, I feel like, during this pandemic. So that was hard. But I think that for me, something that helped was that I had later deadlines because I only applied to MA programs, right? So a lot of my deadlines were in February or like March. And so this was helpful because I was at a point then when I had adjusted to this new sort of work-life balance that I had to develop, right? Because we went from having these like divisions between, you know, you wake up, go to school, go to work, you come back, you're at home, you make dinner. It's like completely different. Right now it's like you're always at home.
Yeah.
And you have to do work at home, study at home, like do your leisure activities at home. So it's all very difficult to keep in line and to figure out, well, okay, now I'm going to work on these graduate school applications, but I also have to like do my job, but also like I haven't had food all day, so I should go downstairs and make food. You know, it's all like it's just hard. But I think that having those later deadlines helped. Having people like the various mentors that I had that would check in periodically and say, hey, how are those applications going? Like, how's your personal statement? Can I look at it? Can I revise it? All of that was really helpful. And I don't know, just also, I feel like I've been getting better at being gentler with myself. I think when you're applying to grad school, it's like, you want it so bad that you feel like if you don't get in, it's going to be a reflection of like your self-worth and like your like the like whether or not you have what it takes to succeed in this field that you're very passionate about. And so you come to internalize a lot of like doubts and fears and like just like so many different anxieties of like, what's going to happen if they say no? Like, what if my application isn't good enough? What if, you know, there's this app, this application cycle is very competitive and I don't get in and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you don't have to do all of that. Right. Like I've come to realize that I've put in the work for the last 4 years and I've tried my best and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I tried my best regardless of what schools I get into. I think that what I've accomplished it at U of H for the past 4 years is intrinsically valuable itself. Right. And it's not going to be diminished, by me not getting into a program. But thankfully I did get into the programs I applied to. But yeah, I don't know. I think that was my experience applying, you know, it was a very up and down roller coastery type of thing where there were good days, there were bad days. There were days when I felt proud of myself and happy about my progress. There were other days where I thought I'm not doing enough. I'm not working enough on these applications. I'm not going to get in, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think you just have to take it day by day.
Yes, I totally agree. Shinya, like, when you talk about your op, it was a huge op for me because, I mean, a lot of the schools I applied to did not require GRE anyway, except one school. And to be honest, I did not get into that school after all, after everything, because at the end of the day, I'm not really bothered about that. But, like, I look at it, like, that at the time, I was so excited. I'm like, yes, GRE is not required, hallelujah, all those kind of things. But right now, I've seen the statistics that removing the standardized tests, both for undergrad and graduate students, potential undergrad and graduate students, has increased the amount of people who are applying, has made it, therefore, competitive. So, like, a lot of grad students this time, they did so well. Like, I'm looking at, on this Reddit called Grad Admissions, and I'm looking at these stats, and they're like, oh, yeah, I got rejected from all four schools. I'm like, how? Like, how would they reject you? And all those kind of things. But they also realized that a lot of students deferred when the pandemic started for 1 year. So a lot of the spots were already, like,
wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. A lot of students deferred. And so, like, they're already like, oh, yes, we have 12 spots, but, like, 3 students deferred, so now we have 9 spots only.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like, if you do get into a program, any program this time, you should give yourself a pat on the back, because first of all, you're able to, like, actually apply during the pandemic, and secondly, you're able to actually get in, even when, like, the spots seem very narrow.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, it also, like, goes back to, like, it's not really about, like, oh, yes, we don't get in, your self-worth is diminished, because I had that fear. I'm like, you know, when I see all this, like, the things coming back, the kind of, like, decisions coming back, I was scared. I was like, okay, what if I don't get anywhere? What am I going to do my life? That this one, I won't do my life. Why do I can't do what's next? Like, what's plan B? And I'm like, I don't even have a plan B if I don't get, like, into grad program. It's like, oh yeah, my whole life I want to do this. So if I don't get in, what do I do next? Do I work for a year? How does that work out? What job will I get? Would I even like the job? Like, I want to go to school. I love school. I love learning.
Exactly.
It's like a lot of the students I give, like, kudos to, like, regardless of the school you got into, and even if you did not get into any school, you should know that a lot of this year was like a plain chess, more or less. It's first of all, like, the whole, like, energy to even, like, go for classes at the same, like, just stand up from the bench. Seemed extra hard. This, I don't know if it was for you, but I standing up from bed seemed extra hard for me this
totally,
this whole pandemic time. I'm just like what is my worth? Like, that's what I'm like, today? And, like, I roll out from the bed, I'm like, you know, it's
oh no, Naomi, like, I these last couple of days, I am so tired. I am fatigued because I feel like for the past year, I have just gone and nonstop And I have not had a break at all.
I feel that.
Like last semester, you know, I was doing thesis, I was taking six classes, I was working two jobs, I was like just trying to even just maintain like a social life, which was impossible. Like I would try to call my parents every day, call my friends, but it was sometimes it was like I talk to my mom for an hour on the phone, or I do this assignment, and if I don't do the assignment, like I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, like it's just it was so difficult. And this semester, I don't know if it's because I'm a senior and I have senioritis, or it's because I found out that I got into grad school, so I don't care anymore. But I am like just, just I'm done. I'm done. I'm tired. I cannot wait for summer
I keep
to just
saying that
not
all
do
the time.
anything. That's it. That's what I look forward to every day.
I keep saying that all the time. I'm like, you know what, UH, please give me my diploma. I've worked so hard for it. Can you just give me the piece of paper? Let me go on now. Like, let me enjoy the summer. Like I want to run to down a field.
Exactly.
I
It is
don't know
hot girl summer. Hot girl summer is upon us. Like, I'm done. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. You know, like, enough.
And it all goes back to like mental health, because I felt like, you know, a lot of actually with so much pressure to present yourself as a very good candidate for all this grad program, we kind of dissociated ourselves from reality for a little bit. And at the same time, coming to this, we have to face reality that there's a pandemic going on and still have to balance those with classes. And it really affected, like, I felt extra stressed. I felt like everything was due at the same time. And I'm just like, wait, how is that even possible? Like, did I plan? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't even have, like, I have already taken it that I don't have a social life. I don't like my schoolwork. Like, people are like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, homework. I'll like talk to you later. And then, you know, those kind of things. So it's like, it's at the end of the day, you feel like, oh yes, you don't have time to actually like do things like go out or do, because first of all, you couldn't even go out during the pandemic.
Exactly.
So it's like, how were you affected in your mental health, and how did you try to, I don't know, like just try to balance everything? Because it felt like a juggling act at one point. Like, it felt like two hands were not just enough. Like, we needed like eight hands to like balance everything.
That's exactly how it felt.
So like, how was it for you?
I think so. You know, I used to do this thing where I would wake up every morning at like 8 or 9 a.m. and then work nonstop until 11 p.m., 11:30 p.m., when I would just like be so tired that I couldn't keep my eyes open. Right? I literally, this was my routine every day last semester, and every semester before that, actually. I would literally work nonstop. I would forget to eat. I would forget to drink water. I was just so like just hyper focused on what I was doing. And then my partner was like, this is not sustainable. Like, you are going to crash and burn if you keep going like this. And he was like, you like, because there came a point when I was so tired from doing this that the quality of my work was actually being affected, right? Like, I couldn't produce the same level of work because I was like just doing it at like 25% energy. And so he was like, you need to take time, even if it's just like making dinner and like doing it for an hour and a half, and like having a glass of wine and just like relaxing for a little bit. If you do this and you take a break, you're going to then wake up the next day so much more refreshed and ready to start the day and ready to like get that work done, knowing that you at like 7 p.m. are going to get to sit down and have dinner and like have a moment to just relax and enjoy the fact that you got all of this work done, right? Like, you're not your work isn't going to love you back, right? So you have to give that love to yourself and be gentle with yourself, because at the end of the day, you are an animal with animal needs. You need to go outside, you need to eat, you need to drink water. You need to like socialize with your family and your friends and your community, right? You're not just like a machine that's like meant to just produce and produce and produce and produce, right? And because it was hard for me, even though this, like, hearing this was like, oh yeah, like that makes so much sense, and I want to do better, but like it was difficult because even though I was telling this to myself, every time that I would take a break, I would feel so guilty about it. I would feel so guilty, even if it was just like going and exercising for 30 minutes. I would come back and be like, oh, I could have used those 30 minutes to read. I could have used those 30 minutes to send those emails I need to send, right? Like I would feel so guilty to the point where I just wouldn't even enjoy the experience. So it's like learning how to like really give yourself the time and the space to rest. Your body needs to rest. And that includes not just sleeping, but like literally just sitting on the couch and enjoying a nice meal with someone that you love, right? Like all of that, you need it in order to sustain the level of productivity that you want to have. And that was something that I did not learn until it was too late. Like until right now, I'm at this point where I'm burnt out and so tired and like have zero motivation to do school, which is what I love most in the world. And I love it so much that I want to do it for the rest of my life. It's become a burden because I'm so tired. so I've really become more intentional about just giving my body what it needs, listening to my body, you know, drinking water when I feel thirsty, like eating when I'm hungry, all of that. It's like so common sense, but like, it's like when you're just stuck in this world of work, it actually like becomes like it's not your priority, you know? But yeah, that's something I've been doing, just being more mindful of my body and its needs. And also I've been meditating recently. And just like taking a moment. It's not even a long time, like just like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and just like sitting down and reflecting and listening to the sounds around me and thinking about what I'm grateful for and just like trying to be still. And that's also really helped, actually, because I feel like my brain and my mind is just like raising at 120 miles per hour at all times. Like I just like constant thought and thoughts after thought. And it's like, no, like sometimes you just need a moment to let your brain like be quiet.
Yeah.
I definitely
feel that guilt of not doing work. Like I take naps. I love to sleep sometimes. And so, like, a lot of my sleep is, like, really naps because sometimes I have, like, I wake up and then I'm, like, doing, like, homework to, like, 2 or 1.
Yeah.
Or something. And so I take naps in the afternoon and I'm, like, okay, 1 hour nap, and then I sleep for 3 hours and I wake up, I feel very guilty and I'm, like, what the heck did I do? Like,
yeah, I literally do that all the time.
How dare I sleep for that long? And I felt like my body just needed it, and I was super tired that I didn't like listen to my own alarm. And I was like, how will I do that to myself? And like, I'm already behind. To be honest, like all these things, because you know, the way school works for me, because I love school. Like I get it. Like when you say you love school, that's literally me.
I love school.
And like a lot of people are like, really? I'm like, yes, I love it.
So
the thing I do is that I like to like do like, even though like generally every other thing in my life I procrastinate, in school I don't. So like I like if I have something to do like on Saturday, I've already like gotten halfway by Monday. And if I don't finish by Wednesday, I feel like I am behind. So my mind is like, you are behind, you aren't doing this thing, you're busy sleeping, and then I begin to judge myself. And I'm like,
yes.
And I'm just like, oh my god, I'm a very bad student.
Yes.
It was really and during this pandemic it just kind of made everything worse because I felt like I was sleeping more, but in reality I wasn't really sleeping more. I was just taking naps like in between, like and a lot of people like pointed out to me and they're like, you know that what you're doing is so good, you should like take long sleeps, like actually like sleep for like 8 hours. And I'm like, who has that time? Like I don't have that time. I have things to do, I have futures to plan, I have like I need to be like top of everything. I literally like I I used to talk to people and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, people are like, oh, I know what you're doing. I'm like, what do you mean you know what I'm doing? So you're always doing the same thing all the time, homework. That's all you ever do. And when will this own homework end? And people are like, you're not the only student in school. Like, I am a student, so I don't understand your own schooling. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. But I just happen to like, you know, I feel like pressure to do everything early, and if I don't do early, it's already late in a sense. So it really, really affected just everything about me. Like right now, when I say I don't have a social life, I really do not. And I love human interaction. I'm a very, I love people being around me. But like recently, I've just not had that opportunity, and that's
why. That affected you at all? Has that affected you not having that like social interaction?
I mean, yes, because it. The thing is that, you know, when I used to go to school like in person, it was like, oh yeah, I look forward to seeing all the students. You know, that's something I look forward to. Like, hey, the professor is right there. You know, you meet people, and I mean, it's not like I used to hug everyone. It's just like, oh hey, how you doing? Everything.
That's right. Yeah.
Now it's just like I sit down in front of class. I'm like, meh. Like, I'm just like, and I'm ready to go. It has really affected. Like, I don't know. I'm just so ready to go in person in the fall.
Me too.
I'm just like, fall, open the door, let's go. In my own sense, it has kind of made me sometimes feel very introverted. I'm not an introverted person, but like sometimes when I'm in these Zoom meetings, I cannot actually open my mouth to speak. I find it.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
I feel like I'm
just like something artificial about it, because it's like you have to like unmute yourself or like raise your hand, and it's like so like not what real life is like, you know. Like it's like very artificial. That's what it feels like to me.
Yes.
Like not natural, you know, where you're like in a person and you can like raise your hand or like, you know, just like, I don't know, but start talking. Yeah. We have to like go through all these steps to like even just communicate with other people. It's just very strange. It's very strange.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And to be honest, I'm just so, like, literally, this I just came back from work, like, just right now. And, like, I worked 8 hours today, and I'm, like, so tired. And I'm just, like, I have, like, work, and I have, like, a play to do. Like, the play's, like, my energy layout. But then, like, most times when I'm done with the play, I'm super tired. But then I have the assignment, and I'm just, like, really tired. But I'm, like, I have to still do them, regardless. But, like, really talking to you, like, spending this 1 hour, few minutes talking to you has just been like a huge highlight of my day.
No, I'm telling you, you're the first like human interaction that I've had that's like not work related. Like, this is the first conversation I have that's just like, hey, let's talk about this. You know,
like Paulina, you're doing so well. Like, I remember when like I like the first time I actually saw you, and you like when we're in the group chat, and I was like, oh my god, Paulina has her shit together. Like, I don't have my shit together. But seeing, like, you're very relatable, and you're still, like, I don't know. I totally get the senioritis. I realize that I did not have that in high school. Like, when people say they have I didn't have it in high school.
I never had it in high school.
I didn't. I was, like, senior year, I want to cry. I'm doing, like, it was, like, lax for me because everything just seemed easy. But now I'm just, like, you know, I'm just tired. I'm burnt out. Like, all my energy is, like, I'm just, like, counting down. I'm, like, 12, like, a whole month left for us to throw our caps diplomas. And I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Are you going for in-person graduation?
You know what? I have not fully decided. My mom really wants me to, and she has basically told me that it's not up to me. She's like, you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the family. So I'm probably gonna end up going, but I would rather go to the, you know how the Honors College is having like the senior thing on the plaza or something I'd rather go to that, because it's like, it feels like it's more intimate and smaller, and I don't really want to sit through everyone's name being called for hours. Like, I, you know, it doesn't sound like my idea of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. I'm still deciding. What about you? Have you?
I have. When I saw it, I was so excited because The thing is that I always like dreamt of like walking the stage and actually getting like, you know, a bachelor's degree. But now it's like, oh my god, the pandemic has ruined my plans. But then it was like, psych, we're back. And I was like, yes, yeah, we're doing this. Let's all like I told my family, and they were like, go on, so ready, go, let's start getting ready for this thing. And I was just so excited.
Yeah.
But like,
no, you're right. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
But Paulina, it's not your choice. Like, you say you're deciding, but
no, it's literally not. It has
been decided for you. But you're going for the honors 1-2. You're going for the plaza thing.
I think so. I think I'm going to go to that. Just because I always wanted to go to the graduation, like the honors graduation banquet, just because my community, you know, I'm very close to the honors people and I just want to go see them. I'm getting my second dose next week. So I'll be like fully vaccinated by graduation. And I'm just like, you know, ready to have some sort of semblance of normalcy. But I don't know. We'll see. You know what I was going to say is I really like the cyclical nature of school. Like, this is one of the reasons why I love school, because it starts, you know, at this point where you're ready to go, you're fresh, you get all your new school supplies, you have new notebooks, new pens, like you're new backpack, like you're ready to go. And then it ends right when you're at that point where you're just like tired and you're ready for a break. And then you get that 1 month break and then you come back and you're ready to go again. And then you go and then it's over. And I'm like at this point where I've completed the 4 years, the 4 year cycle. And I'm so, so ready for this break that going to a celebration of completing all of these cycles feels like the perfect ending to all of this, this chapter, you know? So that's what I'm thinking. It's like, yes, I have no choice either way, but for closure, yes. I think it would be nice to go.
Like, I definitely agree with you in that sense too, because like in high school, I had friends who had like graduation parties and I was like, why are we celebrating? We're going to college.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Oh my god, yes.
I was like, no, like, well, high school is nothing, like, it has to keep going. And then I'm like, I need a celebration. It's also pop champagne for me.
No, I remember at my high school graduation there were these girls like crying and I was like, why are y'all crying? Like, it's just high school, like, what? But now I'm like, yes, I'm ready, I got my degrees, like, I'm, you know, I want to celebrate this, I want to just, and also just because, I don't know, it feels a little bit more significant because to me, this is just a stepping stone to this, like, greater thing that I want to do, and so it's like, I'm one step closer to being that, you know, I'm one step closer to being Dr. Ascara, right? Ooh. So it's like, woo! Exciting.
I am already getting PhD, but I totally get that because I'm like when people were telling me like, oh yeah, you should celebrate your high school moments. I'm like, no. I've not started anything yet. Okay.
Exactly.
I've not started anything.
Exactly.
Once I get my bachelor's, that's a start. Okay. I need to get my
master's. That's the start. Yeah. Exactly. That's the start. That is the start. Exactly, Naomi. We are so alike. I'm just like shocked right now. It's like you run my mind.
It's like really, it's hard to find people who love school. Like when I keep saying this, it's like, I went for last week, I went for like mass or a mass or for the Lenten thing because I'm Catholic. And they asked us like our five favorite things like in the world. And I was like, oh, okay, you want me to mention it? Like God, my family, my friends, films, and school. Like, like no one else was like school. I was school. I was like school.
Oh, I love school. I just like, I love it. There's like, what is there not to love?
I know.
It's like, so fun. It's literally fun to me. Like,
I feel that. This is literally me since I was a child, because I was like, when I got sick, I my mom's like, oh, you need to stay at home. I'm like, no, I'm crying. I'm like, no, I need to go.
I want to go to school
to learn. Because I feel like with school, everything feels new. Like, there's always something new encounter. Like, even things that you've encountered before, you always learn, like, a newer thing. Like, sometimes I open my mouth, And I'm like, oh, this, do you know about this? And people are like, no. I'm like, oh, I learned that from school. I love it. Yeah. I love the, like, you meet people and, like, people who are not like you. Because, like, mm-hmm. all your life, mm-hmm. you've grown up with people who are, like, yeah. like imbued, like, similar beliefs with you. But then when you go to, like, school, you meet people with different beliefs, and then you see, begin to question yours. You're like, wait, what? Like, I have to really mm-hmm.
rethink myself. Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
It's like a whole stimulation for knowledge, and I'm just, like, school makes me happy. Like, I'm in my zone when I'm in school, but, like, mm-hmm. this senior year, I was like, can they already give me my degree so I can, like, go to the next
yeah. yeah. step on my... No, I totally get it. I totally get it. I'm so, like, I'm literally so excited to get to go to a new program so I can learn more. Like, I just want to learn. I can't ever learn enough. Like, I just always want to learn. I feel like I'm just a very curious person. Like, I, like, anything that I get interested in, I have to know everything. I just, like, I literally go down these rabbit holes where I read everything, watch videos. Like, I just have to know. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm, like, so obsessive about things, but I just get, like, so into it.
It's not even, like, obsession. It's just plain curiosity. Because once you're, like, yeah. that little spark of curiosity, like, I spend a lot of time on Google. And, like, I'm just like, okay, yeah. why is the rabbit yeah. tail bunny like?
Yeah.
And then yeah. I call this. Yeah.
Which is, you know, which is, I think that, which is what makes us good researchers. Mm-hmm. I think this is what makes us good researchers, because we're just so excited by the actual process of research itself. You know, it's like, I thoroughly enjoy reading and reading about one subject and multiple subjects. Like, I took so many classes that are outside of my field during my undergraduate career. Like, I took classes in feminist theory. I took classes in, like, Russian history, like, I took classes in literature and all of this, like, different stuff, because I just love learning about everything. And I really, really, really think it's so valuable to learn for its own sake. You know, I think that for me, it's also, I look at, every time I look at something, there's so much in the world to know. But every time I look at all of that, at these, like, big bodies of knowledge within each respective field, it just reminds me of how cool it is that I get to be human and I get to, like, just learn about all of this stuff. Like, think, like, it genuinely blows me away sometimes, like, how I am this, like, tiny little speck in the universe and it's so big and so vast and there's so much to know in the world that it's like, I need to get started as soon as possible so I can learn as much as I can by the time that I no longer take up space in this world, yes. you know?
You speak like a true philosopher. Like, the way you just talked about, like, us being, like, we enjoying our, like, human nature because of we're just, like, a little speck in this world of knowledge. Like, that's just philosophy right there. I totally get it. Like, because I remember vividly, like, in my second year, I took, like, random, like, sophomore year, I took random class. I took, like, theater. I took different classes. Mm-hmm. And, like, with every class, like, I'm so excited. Like, this girl asked me in my theater class, are you studying theater? I'm like, no. And she's like, why are you so excited? I'm like, because I love everything. Like, she's like, you're weird.
Everything, yeah,
exactly. She said, you're so weird. I'm like, I know. Like, I put in 100%, except math. Math is a no-no. But
No, that's different. That is different.
Because I feel like math, you can actually, like, go, like, think outside of what
they think about. No, for me, it's anything in the humanities.
Yes.
Anything in the humanities, I'm game. I'm so into it.
I never took a philosophy class until, like, my junior year, and I took a philosophy on, like, for my minor, like, creative work, we took poetic and performance, which was, like, focused on philosophy of artwork and aesthetics. And we, like, read Nietzsche, we read all these people, and I was like, we read Burke, Nietzsche, we read Plato, we read Aristotle, we read all these people, and I was like, all this, like, I want to know more about these people. Like, I did read, like, Plato's cave, like, twice because of his literature staple. But, like, it just made me appreciate art more, seeing it from a very philosophical perspective. And, like, during my thesis, I realized that my thesis is not one thing. My thesis is, like, geography, psychology, philosophy, like, all these
things. Wow, I love that.
Yeah, and I was just like, love. You know, I had to like literally learn a little bit more geography. I had to learn a little bit psychology, like how does human brain react to like something like an architecture? And I felt that because whenever I like pass like the medical center and I look out the window from the bus, I feel this intense like sparkle. And I'm just like, I love the buildings. I don't know why, but I just love them.
And yes,
I
was like, yeah, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I need to know the psychology of this, like psychology of like space and like philosophy of like space.
Wow.
And, like, I like school just like gave me like so much, to be honest, opportunities. So that's like,
yeah,
explore.
I know. I just like, I told like everything you just said, I feel it. I feel exactly what you just said. And it's like, where else would I want to be than in a space that allows me to do all of those things? You know, it's like, I truly cannot think of a better place to be. I can't, what else am I going to do? Sit in a desk for and work from 9 to 5 every day, like doing paperwork. Like what? Why would I do that when I can go to school?
That's literally not for us, to be honest. Like I am not planning on getting a PhD because I do not plan to be a professor, but like, I am looking forward to the next step and the step after that. Like, you know, just, and the thing about it is that the field I'm going to, which is film, is just a learning process every time. That's why I like to go into like fields that are very broad. And even though like they're like, oh yeah, the job prospects in all these broad fields are very slim, I don't care. I'm like, I'm going to find a way, because everything is that you learn. There are many films I've watched that I've learned way more in those films that I've learned like in real like school or like any other space. So like, I'm like, okay, this avenue is giving me an opportunity to learn more than I'm learning in school. Here I am. So I don't know, like talking to you has just been like a very relatable thing, because I haven't really seen anyone who sparks like when I say, oh, we love school, and you're like, yeah, I do too. Like, that's just
exciting.
And thank you so much, Paulina. I'm sure our guests is like, how do they like school? Our guests are just like, how do they like school? How is that impossible? But we do like school.
We love school.
Thank you so much, Paulina. And like,
of
Paulina,
course.
What would you like last words for our audience?
Well, you know, today we were supposed to talk about mental health and stress. And I think that us ending the podcast talking about how much we love school is a good reminder for dealing with that stress, because at the end of the day, school shouldn't feel like a chore or a burden or something that's weighing us down, when in reality, it's what makes our lives worth living. If we are this way, you know, that you love school and like you love learning in general, maybe you don't love school, but you like reading a lot or you like learning about different things. That natural curiosity and that passion is what should be driving you to pick up those books and to finish those assignments and to get that stuff turned in, and not the like overwhelming fear that you're going to be a failure if you don't, right? So I think that this conversation has been so energizing for me. Like, I'm actually, you know, reminded of what is really driving me to do all of this stuff in the first place, which is a love for learning. And so I hope that other people can identify with everything that we just talked about. I don't know. Thank you so much for letting me talk to you, Naomi, tonight and have some actual human interaction. That is just like fun and allows me to laugh a little bit.
Thank you, Paulina, for taking our time to actually talk to me. And don't forget to subscribe, and bye.